With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. If you have any little future farmers in your household, tell them to go heavy on the science and chemistry. It could come into play, and that's what we're starting to see in many areas around the farm today. Case in point, phosphorus. It's a key nutrient for your plants. Steve Carlson with Levasol and Crop Enhancement explains the importance of phosphorus for the growth and development of plants.
It really drives a lot of the key processes in a plant's life cycle. ATP synthesis, photosynthesis, and all those things that really drive that life cycle centers around phosphorus, but it doesn't play so nice in the soil. We really have a lot of issues with it getting tied up with other micronutrients that are in the soil or soil conditions like pH or CEC, and it just makes for a tough situation. It can be a very tricky nutrient to deal with.
Buddy says there are ways that growers can improve their phosphorus management.
We have pH, organic matter, and CEC that play a factor on phosphates, so the simple answer would be to change those. Unfortunately, I think as many growers and retailers and people in agriculture know, amending things like organic matter or pH or CEC is a tall order. So the easiest way that I've seen to manage this, one of them that's very easy is just putting our phosphates in closer proximity to plant roots.
Carlson's currently working on the Phosphorus Project, a groundbreaking research project designed to measure how phosphorus efficiency products can improve nutrient uptake. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.